and welcome to the podcast where you will heal the relationship with yourself, unlearn the limiting beliefs that tell you it's better to blend in than stand out, and realize that you are more than enough. You are incredible. I am your host, Susan Padrone, an intuitive personal stylist and award-winning author featured in InStyle and many publications accessible all over the world. I am a tattooed queer mom who is showing up to give you the gentle nudge or emotional hug, whichever you need, so that you can give yourself the permission to be you. This is the Susan Padrone Podcast. Planning a trip to a resort that's somewhere warm, like Mexico, makes me tap into that fun, sexy, sensual energy. The feeling of sunshine and the heat both just encourage clothing that is minimal in terms of its fabric, but at the same time, it leaves quite the visual impact. Think about it this way. The temperature is hot, and so are you. Your color palette is going to be bold. Think hot pinks, bright reds, electric blues, and this is the time to really embrace patterns. To me, this is a whole vibe. So packing for a tropical resort vacation might feel a little different for your usual color palette. If packing a suitcase filled with bright colors feels too jarring for your regularly neutral wardrobe, you can still achieve that sexy tropical look by choosing clothes that are in light neutrals and are also fitted, knit, matching sets with crocheted or fringe details. Brands such as Zimmermann, Simkai, Amanda Upperchard, and Stoud all have skirt sets and dresses that are perfect if neutrals are your vibe. So let's get to the specifics about what should be in your suitcase for your resort vacation. Here's what you'll need to include. So whenever you go on vacation, where plans involve long-term sun exposure, I always recommend bringing a hat. A hat is going to help to protect your skin, your scalp, and your hair from the sun. I'm sure that sounds obvious, but think about all the times that you accidentally burned your part on your head because you didn't think to apply sunscreen there, or you didn't reapply sunscreen to your ears or the back of your neck or your lips. The right style hat can absolutely help you to prevent those uncomfortable burns. All that being said about a good hat, you know, it's the perfect segue to my next must-have for your suitcase, and that, my loves, is sunscreen. Pack it in your suitcase before you leave. Better yet, bring a large bottle to keep at the resort and a smaller size for your pool bag. I have another don't be like Susan sunscreen lesson for you. I feel like I have a few of those. So don't be like Susan and say, I'll just buy some when I get there, and then end up getting sunburned for your first 3 days in California and wait until you're in the literal desert, aka Joshua Tree, before you finally buy some, and bring some after sun lotion too so you don't have to buy that as well. So happened to me. Don't let that be you. So jewelry. For your jewelry, you'll want to consider the fact that you'll probably be wearing your hair up to help kind of battle with the heat. So this is a great time to choose some bold earrings and some lighter weight necklaces. So think like more delicate necklace, bolder earring. Bold accessories are fun for a resort vacay, but since you'll be feeling hot, you probably won't want to feel your jewelry actually touching your skin, you know, if and when you're sweating. On the subject of accessories, you will absolutely want to bring at least one pair of sunglasses. I suggest multiple pairs because you won't want to leave your room without one. Just like your sunscreen, you can keep one in your room with your purse and another pair in your pool bag. Your pool or your beach bag can be a larger tote, but for your other bags, think small. Just like for my last episode when I talked about packing for Disney, I recommend packing a clutch and a crossbody or a belt bag. Think a nighttime bag and a daytime bag. One of the many wonderful things about being at a resort are all the outdoor water-related options for relaxation. And that brings our conversation to talking about bathing suits. The number of bathing suits that you should pack depends on how long your vacation is, but typically I suggest that you pack between 3 to 5 bathing suits. Why so many? Because you don't want to be forced to wear a damp bathing suit if you want to go into the pool, you want to go to the beach and the hot tub at different times throughout your day. Along with your bathing suits, you'll want something to throw on when you're walking from your room to the pool or while you're lounging and reading out in the sun. I always like to recommend a bathing suit cover-up that at least covers your shoulders and ideally also covers your chest too. Your chest and shoulders are where the majority of skin damage occurs due to most styles of bikinis, bathing suits, and summer tops showing off that part of your body to the sun. So for cover-ups, I suggest bringing two and choosing either a light neutral color, like a shade of white, or a pattern that complements the colors in the majority of your bathing suits that you're bringing. When you're staying at a resort, you'll likely only need clothing options for meals and relaxing by the pool. You might need one outdoor excursion appropriate outfit, which can just be an outfit that you would normally wear for working out. When you're by the pool, you're already covered with your bathing suits and cover-ups. So when it comes to what to wear for your meals, my favorite suggestions are a one-and-done option. Something that doesn't take up a lot of space in your suitcase, helps to keep your decisions to a minimum, and is both quick and effortless. Dresses, jumpsuits, and rompers. Because when you don't feel like putting clothes on or thinking about what to wear, something that is complete as a one piece makes everything easier. You don't need to bring an outfit for every single night that you're away unless you want to. You can absolutely get away with wearing the same thing more than once because you won't be wearing it for that long. And when it comes to your feet, your footwear is going to be easy for this trip. You'll need a pair of sandals that are comfortable for walking around all day. And these sandals are also a good option for that off-resort excursion if you're going to do one. You could also bring sneakers if you're doing something a little bit more intense. So you'll also want to bring a pair of more casual and water-resistant sandals for being by the pool. And lastly, a sassy little pair of strappy heeled sandals or a wedge for when you want to feel a little fancy for dinner. That's it. That's everything. So how do you feel? Does packing for a resort vacation feel a little bit easier now? I hope so. If you're a more visual learner, make sure that you click the link in the show notes to get your free packing checklist that works beautifully alongside this episode. And as always, if you would like individual assistance with your packing, that is one of the services I offer, and I'm always happy to help. Till next time. Thanks for taking the time to listen. The best way to support this podcast is to subscribe and leave a rating and review wherever you listen to podcasts.